put down her real estate agent's information, not that she is her agent.
Okay.
Is this Madeline Costa?
Yes, it is.
Madeline, this is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Oh, hi, Donna. Yes, I was waiting for your call. I didn't realize we were an hour off, and I called an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Why hasn't anybody called me yet?
Okay. We are a little behind this morning now. Thank you. I just want to let you know that we are recording this, and that you are, and you are live on the Internet. And that you're showing an opinion of market value at $54,000, and the assessor has it appraised at $117,944. Bob Rose is our chairperson, and he'll be leaving the meeting.
Okay.
Good morning, Ms. Costa.
Hi, how are you?
You're out in California then?
No, I'm in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? When I was mixed up, I guess the old county road, we've got one here too.
Yeah, you know what? I've been a lot of those out in New England, but I used to live in California, but now I'm back in Massachusetts.
Okay. Now, is this rental property, you have this rented out now?
It's not rented. It is rental property, but I'm having a hard time finding somebody.
You've got it up for rent, but you just haven't got it rented.
Right.
Okay. Now, this house has a basement on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Because the comparables that you put in are places without basements.
Well, you know, I had this done by a realtor who, when I asked him about selling my property, you know, he said right off the bat, well, you know, it's going to have to be near the 50s or 60s if you want to sell it now. He said, possibly, if we try to sell it for over $100,000, it would take you 6 months. So that's what got me concerned about everything, because I don't understand. If I can't sell it, I mean, I would love to sell it for $100,000. I got confused about how it's being assessed if I can't sell it for that, you know?
Well, first of all, it has to be an assessment based upon the value of the property as of January 1st this year. And property values have gone down this spring. There's no question about that. But we can't consider that. Now, you were willing to pay $119,900 for it 2 years ago, right?
Right.
Did you look at the property at the time?
Yes, I flew down there. I spent the whole weekend. I met my property manager. At the time, it seemed like good value. But now, 2 years or 3 years later, when I'm trying to sell it, they're telling me that I'm going to sell it for half the price. So I'm just really concerned.
We noticed that the assessed value went up just very, very slightly from last year to this year,
uh-huh.
From 21.9 to 22.4. So that's infinitesimal there, but you're saying it needs
right.
to go beyond that.
Well, I'll just be honest. I'm kind of a novice at all this, so I'm just looking for an explanation. It doesn't seem common sense to me.
When I wanted to try to sell it, they're telling me no, we can't even sell it at that. But what's the true value? I just don't understand that. Mrs. Costa, are you looking at your comparable list? Do you have it with you that you sent in? I do. If you look down close to the bottom and all these sold, I can't hear you. Oh, down close to the bottom, if you'll look at square foot cost of sale that they provided you. Yeah. It says $60.83 was sold in 09. One says $37.40, and one says $49.11. Now, if you go back to the assessor's square foot cost of your home, we just got it for $41.22. So actually, that proves per square foot sale that the assessor is very, very close, if not maybe slightly a little low if you go by square foot sale.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just wondering why I can't get a realtor to market it more than that.
We are in difficult times right now, and it all occurred here in 09. But this sales that she provided you as comparables, in my eyes, don't show that, don't even show that economic time here at this time.
I would have to, you said your realtor told you that if you put it on for $100,000, it would take 6 months to sell?
Yeah, he was estimating. He said you're
going to... Well, ma'am, 6 months is a very short time for property in this area right now. Most properties on the market, based on the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors information, your average length of time on the market for any home is close to a year or better.
Well, I understand that, but that's still 100,000 is still, 18,000 less. So what it's being assessed at, is that right?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying the figure that you said, if he wanted $100,000, it would take 6 months. That's a very short period of time right now.
I'm just going by. I'm just trying to figure out in a common sense way why, I'm being taxed on a house that I can't sell for the same price of your appraisal.
Well, we can't.
That's what confused me.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to call and just.
We just have to base it on comparable properties is what this is based on, and based on the price per square foot of properties that have sold, and that's what we have to base it on and try to equalize and make it comparable to other properties.
Okay.
So are you saying that other properties around that square footage and around my location have been selling at that price?
That's what we've got to look at. We've got this... computerized information that we can bring up on the screen and compare. And we'll do that now that we've heard you. We'll do that and look at what the others are around it, and then we'll let you know by mail within the next few days.
I really appreciate your effort in this. I'm just like a little confused with it. So thank you so very much.
Okay. Thanks for talking with us.
All right.
Ma'am, have you hung up? Oops. Have you hung up? I was wanting to check her mailing address since she says she's in Massachusetts.
Well, we got her here. 346 Old County Road, Westport, Massachusetts.
Yeah, she's got a 508 area code.
But we've got her down to send her tax bill to Winnetka, California.
That was her old address, Winnetka, California.
It says hold on the appeal form to Winnetka, California.
We need to get that corrected or she won't get a tax bill.
She says her new address is 346 Old County Road.
I'll put in here change address.
Okay. And make us aware, because right now she wouldn't get it.
Have we got any others?
Her phone numbers are 508 area code, which is Massachusetts.
Okay. What's the one that's next door there now? Is that?
They're not comparable. She has one of the new homes that hit Marion Woods, and
right.
The rest of what you're seeing there is the older homes.
Well, where's one near there?
If you look on your sales list that we provided you, you'll see some near her. Okay. If you look down your list, you'll see 14.6, 14.7, and a 14.21. It's about 3 inches down there to it. One sold for 122, 101.9, and one sold for 98.5 back in 06. Those are all the newer parcel numbers and newer houses.
06, that's when she bought it for that kind of money.
Yeah, but if you go to the next number up, it says 14-007. Sold in 06. But if you back on up to 14006, you see a 122 in 07 that's sold. And her number is 14.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm not with you on the page.
No. Right here.
There you go.
And that those numbers are strictly based on square foot cost. And you'll see that that's in the same block, just somewhat... maybe a full distance from her, 14006, 14007, and 14021, and her number is 14024.01, which means is a split.
Would 13007 be real close by?
13.
block either way.
It could be a block either way, yeah.
Okay, there's one for, in 07 for 131.
Right there.
1320 right there. But they'll all be based on the square foot cost of whether she had it. Now, a lot of the other houses in that area, there's very few houses with basements, and I was real pleased when I asked Kenny, I said, you sure there's a basement on that? And when she verified it, that really...
Ken K, the one that you've got up there now?
Yeah.
That's not a comparable?
No, because it don't have a basement, I would assume.
Are these unfinished basements, or is this finished?
This said FB on it, which is finished on our part.
James, you said the raise is a lot? You raised the value of the lot?
We raised the land in the entire block.
By $500 or less? Or something
whatever
like that.
Size it was comparable. And in fact, we raised all of Merriam Woods where structures were.
In other words, she's made a mistake of coming in here and buying the most expensive house in the
evidently. No, there's like 40 of them in there that sold for that 119 range in 06 and actually drove the assessed values up on everybody else in there through the state regulations.
Bring up square footage on that one you're on right there, please, sir. Yes.
$1,792. That must have a basement there.
It is, but it's still 500 foot. No, that's probably don't. That adjustment of 0.7 would be that.
Well, see, your base area is 14, so you're only looking at...
Probably a garage.
Porch or garage.
Yeah, a garage on it.
And it's assessed at... pretty close to what this one is.
Yeah, 95, 983 would just be strictly the 500 foot difference in square footage. It'd be the same square foot cost, or basic.
41.
Got sewer over there, right?
They got sewer now.
Well, now, how many square feet do we show in this one?
21 something. Or 2298.
So it would be a full basement then.
Right.
All the way down.
So you add 400 foot at $40 a square foot is $16,000 to that 98, and you're right where we're at on this house.
You're the realtor, Dave. Give us a go on this one.
I can't go on what my personal opinion is. I have to go on the facts, I guess.
What do you mean, your personal opinion? How does that differ from the facts?
Well, he's not a witness as to, as an expert. He can't get up and testify as an expert in the field that his opinion is it's worth this. He's got to go on the opinion and the evidence that's presented to him.
That sounds like a lawyer talking.
It was.
Run into the roundhouse, Nellie. He can't corner you there.
With the other 40 sales, I'll make a motion for denial.
I'll second the motion. Awful close to last year.
Yeah.
It may be a little bit high, but
gone up a little
to say
bit
how
because
much.
Of the improved sewer and water that they've had over the last 4 or 5 years there. All the lots are worth more. Even.
We put on approximately 250 new houses in there.
Seems to me like she needs to get a new rental agent to why something like that isn't renting, right? Okay, all in favor say aye.
For aye.
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 4-0.
4-0. Phone on Howell on 32.
I think it's actually Howell Owen. for what it's worth.
He says it's a 15 by 15 foot cabin without indoor plumbing.
Can y'all check that before we call him?
He's probably correct. This gate was locked in and we didn't even know it, how to get into it. Wasn't a well-used road into it, and so we needed some way to get Hal to come in.
This was an increase over last year?
You needed a reason to what?
Oh. To get him to come in.
You got it. You did that, evidently.
Is this an increase over last year?
The property's an increase. The
It's a new building. A new building on it.
But you haven't seen the building.
We have not physically went in and seen the building. We didn't know what walking into it might come bring to us.
Might get shot, you mean? Or?
Well, no. Or does a man have a big dog sitting around there, or maybe two?
Where is this at?
It's down at Pro Tem. As you go across toward Pro Tem, it just takes out across. As you can see, there's no well-used road anywhere other than coming down that creek bed. And that creek bed.
So this is a hunting cabin, most likely?
Yeah, and we just, I apologize, but we had no way of finding it or getting in there, and so we just put a value on and house coming.
How do you know it was there?
We had neighbors saying it was there.
So it's 225 square feet is all it is?
It's a little bitty building.
It's not a big lot.
No. Well, it sets on acreage.
What's the acreage?
280 acres. If it is on a little bitty piece, we'd have walked in and seen it. It sets on 288.
So he's saying that it should be $10,000 instead of $30,800.
That's what it cost him to build it. Lisa only came into the office and said that's what it cost him to build it.
I have no objections. I would like to get the right for somebody to go down and let us drive in there and see the building.
Why is the land assessed so low?
It's agricultural land.
Are we ready to call
280 acres. We just put a side prep on it.
Your appraised value is only $3,500 on 200 acres?
No.
Sir, I'd like to let you know that you're being recorded, that you are live on the internet. According to your documentation, we're showing that you believe the opinion of market value is $10,000, and the assessor has it appraised at $34,357 for the residential and $29,888 for the ag. Oh, and Barb Rose is our chairperson.
Good morning.
I couldn't understand you on that.
Morning, Hal. This is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the of the committee. This is what, just a hunting cabin or fishing cabin or something?
Yeah, that's a little deer hunt cabin, yes, sir.
It cost you about $10,000?
Yeah, that was built with donated supplies and donated labor.
Okay.
So you're not disputing the value of the real estate. It's the value of the improvement that you think is worth $10,000 rather than what the assessor has it at.
Right. Would the assessor put it $35,000?
Well, $35,000 is the land. In other words, he's assessed the farm. The rest of it is the farmland, but just where the cabin sits.
He has the improvements at $30,857.
Okay. And the land was valued the previous year, at what amount?
The previous year or this
year? The previous year for the $35,900 or the $29,888.
Now, the land didn't change.
The land didn't change. It stayed the same assessed total. And this would just...
It was the hunt cabin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. So the only dispute is the $30,000 versus $10,000 on the hunting cabin, if we're going to frame the issue.
Right. I mean, like I said, that cabin was built with, you know, all my deer hunting buddies and donated labor, and most of them were either in the building still or have had some access to it, in which they donated most of the material.
James, if there's no well, no indoor plumbing, that sort of thing, 225 square feet hunting cabin, does that change your opinion of?
Yeah, I'd recommend that the board put this on at the $10,000, but I'd also like the opportunity to go confirm and visit the property.
You don't have a problem, Mr. Owen, with him going out and visiting the property, do you?
No, I'll have to. Can I meet the gentleman there? I've got it in the lock gate at the initial entrance.
Sure, Mr. Strahan, the assessor, is the one that wants to send one of his people out to see it.
Mm-hmm. Probably the most opportune time would be on the weekend. That's about the only time I have available.
Is there anyone else down here with a key that could, all we want to do is go in and make two measurements?
Okay. I live here in Christian County area. How soon do you want this done, and I'll try to make arrangements to meet you down there?
As quickly as possible.
Okay, later this week, first of next week.
Later this week would be great. We've got availability anytime.
Okay. Let me see what I can come up with, and I'll give you a call back, just hopefully by the end of the day, to see if I can either have someone meet you down there with the key of the gate or myself.
Do you want us to put this off until you measure it, or do you want to just go ahead and do it, James?
Do you need to measure it, sir?
Yeah, all I need is the outside dimension, but we need to get a photo of it. We've put those photos in our log.
Okay. I can tell you exactly the measurements, but the cabin itself is built on a 15 by 15 concrete slab, and it has a 10-foot porch on the front.
You have no water well down there at all?
No well, no public utilities.
All right.
So there's. I built that intentionally. I didn't want to have to run from Christian County down to Taney County to start draining lines if we had ice or cold weather coming.
You fine with 10, James?
And you do have a septic tank, though. For
I would make a motion to lower the value of the improvements on BOE number 70132 to $10,000. Keep the land the same.
There a second? A second.
The only question I got is, are you leaving the 3,500, and is that not too high?
The 3,500 should be gone.
So 10,000 total on the top line.
Right.
Okay, I'll second that. Is that what you said, Dave? Is that your motion? Or?
Dave, if you don't have, that's a value of sewer and water, the 3,500, and he says he don't have it. So we'd need to remove that 3,500 residential land also.
Yeah, there's no wall.
No, I'm looking at 3590 is the...
No. Go over and look on my appraisal line. Res, 30,000, then it says 3500 land, residential value.
What's the land worth then? The residential part, you split it into residential and agriculture.
Right, and okay. Normally we put the residential on when they have sewer and water and all the stuff, amenities.
Well, shouldn't the agricultural be more then? Because you're taking into consideration the land around the building, right?
Quarter of an acre.
It's right. It's more of a camper trailer. There's camper trailers sitting right there.
And we do that. We don't put, whenever we put the building on, we assumed there was a septic tank and water. And
oh, okay. The 3,500. I see
right,
what you're
appraised
okay
value, not
okay
assessed.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the 3590 and the 3590. I wasn't seeing that other 3500 you're talking about there. So.
But we're talking about changing the total, which is 34,357 to 10,000.
Well, and taking off the 3500 if you want to make that part of your motion for the residential property appraised value.
So that total will be $10,000 at the 34,357.
Is that all right with you, Dave?
Well, I was looking at the improvements at 10,000 in the land, the same as they were last year.
That's correct.
That's what it would be.
No.
Well, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. 4-0. Your value, the appraised value, has been reduced from 34,357 down to $10,000. And your agriculture stays the same as it was last year.
Is that okay with you?
Okay. Yes, sir. Very well, sir.
Okay. My phone number at the assessor's office is 546-7241, and ask for Kenny or Roger, if you don't mind, Al.
546-7241.
Yes, sir.
That would be Kenny or Roger.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Very good. Is there anything else?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We have Silver Dollar City's people next.
Yes. That's
Jackie Dean.
138, 07-138, 141. We got several.
Four of them.
Are dialing into a conference call. I'm not. It sounded like there might be several people on the phone.
Let's find out exactly who's on the phone.
Okay. So we probably need to tell them who's on.
It's on that letter, Donna, that I gave you. You gotta.
We probably want to identify ourselves as well.
We're the board of equalization, but I mean, okay. who's representing them? Is it?
Jackie Dean.
Lee Simmons / Jackie Dean.
If there's somebody else representing them also on the call, we need to know who those people are.
Why?
I'm 38.
So could we ask them who's present? Is that what you want me to do, Phil? How do you want me to handle
it? Which you want?
Jim, why did this... Oh.
This one didn't go up at all.
The first one.
I'm looking at the third one. Did not go up. That one.
Welcome to Free Conference. Please input your access code followed by the pound key. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference.
This is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization. Our chairperson is Bob Rose.
Who are we talking to on the other end?
Nobody yet.
Hello, this is Jackie Dean with Property Tax Service Company.
All right, Jackie, this is Dr. Rose. I'm the chairman of the Board of Equalization for Cheney County. We have here...
Hello, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. We have four requests here. We need to have you kind of tell us what's involved and what your thinking is on them.
Jackie, this is Donna. Are there several members there present today?
There are.
Could you tell us?
Myself and Lee Simmons from Property Tax Service. And then from Hirsch and Family Entertainment, there's John Strayer, David Kesterson, Janet Davis, and Brian Sadler.
Is anybody else going to be doing any speaking, or are you going to be doing all the speaking?
For the most part, it will be me, but if there are any questions that need to be directed to the folks with Hirsch, they're happy to answer those for you.
Okay, the first request relates to a billboard at Celebration City at Break Place. What is this and where?
This is a billboard directly across from Celebration City at the Break Place gas station.
Oh, okay.
The market value on it last year was just over $10,000. This year it's $26,000. When I spoke with the assessor's office, they said there was a new valuation put into effect by the state, if I remember correctly. I don't have any cost information on that billboard, but I can't imagine, even if the Hirsch and family had completely redone the billboard, that the value would double in a year's time. More than double.
We have the assessor right here. We'll ask him right now.
Okay.
Jackie, we had many billboards in Taney County double, some of them quadrupled, and what's really crazy about the new formula that came out, some went down. But this just happened to be one that did not go down, and the statement over here that it's the only property.
Is it due to the type of billboard?
Yes. Where the state came out with the new formula was no one had any way of taking care of the $100,000 electronic billboards. So when they come up with the formula for the electronic billboards, they redid the formulas for all billboards. And we just had to accept what they dished out to be in compliance with their appraisal practices. The only thing I'm seeing on this form is we're showing actually two billboards on that property. But we have, Kenny, have we minused one of them off?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have minused one of them off. And we do have the formula here. Of, let me see that. Is this the new formula?
Yeah.
All right. We're calling this a steel I-beam billboard with metal face, over 600 square feet. Actually double-faced, and all we do is plug in the formula of base cost $3,308, additional service $2,650 a square foot, and it comes up to the $26,468. We have to add a take off of value because it's just 10 foot above ground to the bottom of the billboard. Normally they're higher than that, but it comes to $22,498 on a base cost structure at 98% good.
How do you arrive at the 98% good? This is Lee Simmons.
Lee, we just basically look at it. It's hard to deteriorate or depreciate a metal frame on a billboard when basically all you're looking at deterioration on physical deterioration is paint.
It's just you know how old this billboard is?
I don't. It's a 2000 billboard.
2000. So it's 9 years old.
When we see the billboards on 65 Highway, for instance, that was just moved over off of the right-of-ways, kept the same location basically, we left them on at 100% good. They're basically just painted up and stuck down in concrete. Depreciation on them, when you take into consideration the lease factor, has basic no value implications because you're releasing the face of the billboard anyhow.
Well, he's used the formula. Do you have evidence of value of the billboard that you want to present?
One quick question. James, did you say that you came up with a value of $22,498?
This is $26,556.
At the top, we use a basic structure subtotal of $26,468. Then we had to add, it's got an illumination value that goes on with that. I'm assuming it's illuminated. That's what my appraisers say. At 2,300 times two surfaces, which is 4,600, takes the total value to 27,098 times the 98% good gives it the 26,556 value. We can fax you a copy of this new formula.
That would be wonderful. We would appreciate that.
You have a fax number that you can give us right now?
214.
Got it.
358. 1043.
Yes, sir. You got that down?
Do you have any counter evidence, I guess, or rebuttal on the value of the billboard?
We do not at this time.
Okay, let's go on to the second item, which
141.
Right, 141. This is what, just open?
Their opinion is 40,000 is to value, and it looks like, what do you have that, James?
48,123.
What is it?
It's a billboard that they actually own the ground under. owned by Silver Dollar City. The other billboard was not a property owned. It was more of a billboard under a lease, I'm assuming. But they actually own the ground, according to our records, under this billboard.
What are, you have the improvements at what?
$13,123 and the land at $35,000. It appears this lot dimension is not quite 100 by 100, but it sets right on 76 Highway, according to our legal description.
Is this a billboard for Silver Dollar City then?
How did you arrive at 40,000 instead of 48?
We actually, in 2008, it was a land value only account. We don't have any issue with the land value either last year or this year. However, the improvements of $13,000 on the billboard, again, it was just a question of kind of trying to get an idea of how you came to that value.
We were actually advised by Mr. Ron Hershen back a year or two ago that Silver Dollar City did not own this billboard, but we can't find any ownership other than Silver Dollar City. And that's why you just had land value for a year or so. So there's a huge argument on who actually owns the billboard, but we've got to bill it to the property owner, and that's what we did.
What does the billboard say?
Do you have what it says? Yeah, here it is. Says Silver Dollar City. That's on our worksheet that came in. We did this August 12th of 08.
And Highway 76.
When it was removed from the parcel was basically under Ron saying that you guys didn't own it.
If I could ask David Kesterson with Hershen a quick question. David, this is the land directly behind Hotel Branson, right off Highway 76. I'm looking at the map online. I really can't see the billboard.
Hotel
but
Branson.
Do you know if there's still a question as to whether or not Silver Dollar City owns that?
I cannot place that board. So it's behind the hotel?
Yes, like, behind Hotel Branson.
The picture
right off the highway.
The picture we're looking at is not far from the old Walmart.
It's right straight across the street from McDonald's. It sets in the park, Victorian Palace, I believe, is the motel.
Right in front of that.
Grand Victorian?
Yeah.
Right in front of that.
Yeah, that's the billboard across from McDonald's, across from Ride the Ducks.
Right, right.
It's a large-faced grandfathered board, and we own that little triangle piece of property. We gave Grand Victorian an easement, and that's Silver Dollar City billboard.
That's correct. That's what we have on record.
Thank you for clarifying, David.
So is there any other dispute on it now?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right, the third one.
143 is next.
143 deals with
Celebration City.
This looks like it. This is?
It says Celebration City is closed. It was closed on January 1st of 2009, and the FMV of this parcel is land only, is what the claim is. And they're saying that the value should be 1.4, and the purchase price was evidently 13.8 in 2001. And James has it on for, what do you have it on for, James?
We have it on now for
4291?
4291 plus 315 would be 46, basically.
Now, this shows that the assessed value did not change from last year to this year.
But they're saying that the park is closed. I guess maybe we should hear why they think it should go down with the stuff still there, even though it's closed. I guess what their theory is. What do you think? Jackie, what's your theory as to why it should only be 1.4 instead of what it's assessed at?
We actually sent a lot of documentation along regarding Celebration City. We've appealed the personal property value into the two real estate parcels that encompass the park. I don't know if you guys have that handy.
I don't think we do. Do
yeah, we're getting something here, looks like.
What's coming up on the screen?
It's on the screen. You've got an income approach, Jackie? Is that what it is?
We've included the income. It's fairly an income approach, but we're showing you the income since acquisition of the park.
Okay, but you're not using an income. You're not using an appraisal, income-based appraisal, capitalization method.
No, it's a closed property. There is no income at this point.
Okay.
Well, there is income from a lease to the Woodland Hills Church, but it's only three buildings. We're talking at best $85,000 this year in income.
So basically,
that's before any expenses, of course.
Right.
So basically, it's the value of the property plus whatever improvements are on the property. Is that?
We're showing a value of the land for Celebration City at about $1,400,000, but the improvements at $3,202,000 are the improvements not worth anything at all?
Oh, and this is me. Forgive me. The improvements are contributing via the lease to the church. $85,000 a year in gross income to the property. Other than that, we have no other use for them and have found no other use, so it's a very minor contribution.
So you have a Ferris wheel out there that I went by it yesterday. There was a Ferris wheel, a roller coaster, and other things. You're saying those are of no value, or?
We're suggesting that they're salvage value. Was the roller coaster the wooden coaster?
Yeah, I saw a wooden coaster out there when I went past yesterday.
Yes. No one has ever moved a wooden roller coaster, to my knowledge, and I've been representing theme parks for 25 years.
Yeah, a good example is I believe that wooden coaster cost about $4 million, and we're looking at installing a wooden roller coaster at Silver Dollar City at some point. And that same company just provided a recent bid. They were only willing to give us credit for a few hundred thousand dollars for the train cars and a little bit of a controller system. That was it.
Well, let me clarify
and
something.
And it's located right...
Let me clarify something.
Right here close.
We're talking about real estate value now, and this $4.6 million we have here on property on the books for does not include that. That's just the structures of the buildings all throughout the property and the land value. So the roller coaster...
Okay, let's stick to real estate. Then we're back to the point where we have found no alternate use for the real estate. We do have $85,000 in gross income from the lease with the church. Other than that, the improvements to the real estate are not lending any value to the land.
Have you offered
it? It may, in fact, be a detriment.
Have you offered it for sale?
Not at this time.
Well, when you paid $13 million for the piece of property, wasn't that just real estate value? The roller coasters and all this stuff was put in afterwards?
It was an existing theme theme park operated by Branson USA.
Yeah, but it didn't have.
So many of the attractions and buildings were already there.
Did you add any buildings after that?
We added buildings, the Main Street building, right at the front entrance, and converted a games area. So just about three or four buildings right up front were added. I believe the rest of them were already there.
You also purchased a lot of the rides. You purchased the theater later, right?
No, it was part of the original purchase.
Okay, so the big theater complex was part of the original $13
million? Yes.
Have you got any comparable sales to 113 acres with that kind of road set access in Branson, Missouri?
Oh, we haven't seen any, do you?
No, we don't have any sales. We do have a smaller tracks selling for $8 and $10 a square foot.
Do you have
We haven't found anything this size either.
Do you have an appraisal at all?
No, we do not. The park actually hasn't had a positive EBITDA since 2005.
It's been a negative operating income for the last 3 years, and then it was closed.
Well, you've convinced me, the assessor, that the highest and best use of that property is not a theme park, but the appraisal should be made on whether a theater, an open auditorium, and all these structures could be used for something else. And they are an improvement to the property. That's what I would consider.
I would turn to the folks from Hirsch and Family that are on the phone, but my understanding is they've made their best efforts at trying to find alternative uses and have not found any lessees to step up other than the church for $85,000 a year. You know, most of the buildings are fairly small. If you were to look for, you know, a large retail brand to lease space, or a restaurant, they're fairly small facilities for that.
We
believe that most of the buildings, in order to develop this land, would be destroyed, and the land would be put to an alternate use.
But again, you don't have a certified appraisal of any kind. You don't have any sales comparisons. What is it that you're basing the value on?
Well, we're accepting the assessor's land value, and we're suggesting that the majority of the buildings are not lending value to the property.
Now, you are realizing that less than $2 a square foot, which is dirt cheap in Branson area and Taney County, still lends a value of land only for $9 million. Are you taking that into consideration?
This is assessor market. Yeah, we just accepted the assessor's $1.4 million.
I have a question on the $1.4 million. Is that the assessed total or appraised total? And where did
that is appraised market.
And where, I'm sorry, on the, where is that?
Land on there, on the sheet, on our sheet in the book.
Okay, I got it. It's the ag and the commercial together.
Right.
I'm with you.
So the main contention is this $3,202,000 is what that should be, and in your impression, it really should be worth nothing.
Our opinion of value is $600,000 for the buildings that are currently being leased by the Woodland Hills Church, which is the new Spring Convention Center, Mickey's Pizza, and the First Aid Building, I believe.
You're saying that on top of the 1.4?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is this fourth piece of property here that's strictly $161,000? Is this a house or a theater?
The old museum.
I got a question for this board and for the people that's listening in. We have properties that we valued last year on that were not, didn't have any buildings sitting on particular pieces of property that had a per square foot value. How come, as James mentioned before, how come we're not providing the same square foot values to this property and appraising as such? I know this is a complicated deal because it's out of business, but the land use that was put on these other pieces of property, I have one in mind for sure that had a large piece of ground that went with one or maybe two. I think there was two businesses and a motel set on it, and we used the square foot value. And why aren't we doing that on this? And this is for the people that's listening to us on the phone also, because that's the way we're going to come up with a price on this, is the square foot value of the properties plus, minus the buildings.
Sometimes a square foot of property that has something like a roller coaster that's going to have to be torn down at a cost of a lot of money. It's hard to do. Now, all these pictures up on the screen now, are these different structures that are on this property?
Yes.
So in other words, we're looking at a whole menagerie of, wrong word.
Well, certainly that's true. We represent Cedar Fair, which recently destroyed Geauga Lake, which was 600 acres of it has been the combined park of SeaWorld and Geauga Lake in outside of Cleveland. And the property's been on the market for 2 years, and there have been no offers because the demolition left significant footers for rides, et cetera, that went 10 or more feet into the ground, and also included subterranean infrastructure and utilities that would have to be removed in order to develop for another use, such as residential.
But now you haven't. I'm a little confused. I've dealt with you folks before on why you haven't had an appraisal or have not tried to sell this property, and if you have tried to sell it, what are you asking?
To my knowledge, we're not trying to sell it at this point.
But you've never had it appraised to show that it's not, it's in the condition it's in? An appraisal wouldn't show highest and best use and everything else?
I'm not aware of any appraisal made, James. If this were a publicly traded company, you might have these new rules where they do these write-downs and stuff. David, John, I have to turn to you. I don't know if you've done any of that.
Well, it's just hard to comprehend a $13 million piece of property dropping to $4 million and still quarreling coming about it. And, that shows the decrease of the value of the property, and the addition of the Ferris wheel and all that stuff come after the fact of the $13 million.
I'm sorry, we're getting some kind of interference on our end. But I think, James, if you think it's hard for you to conceive, you ought to imagine how it is for the folks who invested their money in it.
I have
a
trouble.
Experience, and we're certainly here in front of you trying to bring to you the facts and present it to you with the understanding that you probably have a better understanding of value in that area than anybody else. But we wanted to bring these facts before you and ask you to at least consider them.
I guess I'm a little surprised that Jack and Sherry are sitting still and not doing something about getting rid of it.
Well, you know, note that today is real estate market, and as Mr. Strahan commented, he doesn't have any comparable sales. That is not unusual in our experience, not only in Missouri, where we represent a significant number of entertainment properties, but around the United States, people aren't buying stuff, so there's not any sales. It's a difficult situation.
No, I'm not surprised that it hadn't sold. I'm just surprised that they haven't tried to sell it.
Let me ask you, so what I'm hearing from you is that you have no quarrel with his pricing of the land, appraisal of the land. It is the improvements you think should not have the value that the assessor has put them at, because they have no use that you can find other than the $85,000 to the church. And so you don't think that those improvements ought to be added to the appraisal, and you want it at the land appraisal plus $600,000 for that building, and that's basically the argument that you're making, and you're not presenting any other evidence, or am I getting that wrong?
No, that's correct. But we're trying to show the income since the acquisition of the property is our evidence. I mean, it's showing that it's been a negative income-producing property.
That's why you closed it.
You know, if what you're saying is you've taken into consideration demolition costs in coming up with your total value, then that would be something to talk about. I mean, we turn to you. Like I said, I think you probably know more about value in that area than anybody.
Well, the...
And so, I mean, our concern was if, in fact, the land value you placed on it is before any demolition costs, then that's one issue. If the land value you placed on it is after demolition costs, that's another issue. And so I'm not sure whether you considered those in your number or not.
Well, the thing that's really skewing the land value, and which I'm talking against at this point, is we actually favored Pershing Family Entertainment by putting a portion of that land on as agricultural land, which lays across the holler. It's not unknown to do that, but that is not a true reflection of what that land's production value could be. So the value of that land could be anywhere from $4 to $8 million, but when we label it agricultural, that totally changed the value as market value for the assessor to express on his card.
Is there an agricultural operation out there?
No.
I'm just absolutely amazed that the property is valued so low on the land. I mean, they're small 5 and 10 acre tracts selling for more than what we've got this on at.
Yep.
You know, I'm just...
If that's all the evidence they have on this particular property, I'd like for Dr. Rose to advise them that they do have the opportunity to go on to the State Tax Commission, but I think this commission here needs to make a decision.
Well, in this conversation, gentlemen, I think, and David and John, correct me here, my move would be to say, after understanding what you've done, Mr. Strahan, is that we would probably withdraw our appeal. I mean, we're over here struggling a little bit with the fact that we could not find any comparable sized parcels that had sold in the near term, so we were struggling with land values. If you go back through a calculation and say, okay, if we had a comparable sale, it'd be X, and X leads you to a $4 million number, and then you've got demolition costs of this property, which would at least run $500,000, I would not feel totally uncomfortable with the number that's on it, and then we can move to the personal property.
Okay, can we move to this fourth request here? What is this? It says a theater. The improvements, $161,000, and appraised land of $4,300.
small piece on a separate parcel right in the middle of the park.
Well, but he's had a separate...
It's a separate parcel in the middle of the park?
No, it's right at the...
It's at the, it's the old Black Museum that they kept.
Harrowville Wright Museum.
Yeah, the Hershens kept for some time there. I'm supposing that's kept separate. I always thought that they purchased it later than whenever the value of the park was sold out, but maybe I'm assuming wrong. But it is the old theater type building, right?
Yes. Museum.
Right.
That was the one down at the old entrance back to the Mutton Holidays.
Yes, sir.
Right. Here's a photo of it as it was then. What's the entrance?
And the value on it did not change this last year.
Yes, what is the argument on it? That's what I'm wondering.
What was the reason for challenging this one when it wasn't changed from last year?
We were talking about the park as a whole.
Okay.
All of our discussions have been about parcels.
Okay, we will get back to our deliberations and, oh, I see now.
She has a personal property. Cindy Sedani gave the documentation. We were going to actually present the personal property later. But since she's on the phone,
I just want to clarify, did they withdraw the third one or did they not withdraw the third one?
Yes, the major one.
You withdrew it.
Which major one?
The one from 4 million down to from 13 million, that one. The park.
John, David, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay.
Is that correct? You did want to withdraw that one?
Mr. Strahan has indicated that he thinks the land value on this one's low and that that then would compensate for the improvements that are there to some extent that he's included. Personally, I feel comfortable with it. I want to make sure that Mr. Kesterson and Mr. Strayer do. I'm comfortable. Okay.
Okay, so we just need to know so that we know what to do with it.
So yes, we'll, sir, we have withdrawn it, please.
What about the first two about the billboards?
Yes, we can withdraw those as well.
Okay. And this last one also would just be part of the package to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you for your consideration, too. It's helped with the information that you've provided us, and we appreciate that.
There's a personal property value.
We still need to discuss the personal property value?
Yeah. That's something we don't know about here. Donna's coming over with it now.
We haven't got a BOE assigned to this yet, so I don't have the paperwork. So can you give us a few minutes?
So it's separate, okay.
Yeah, we were going to actually pull this in later, because normally we don't adjust for personal property. The assessor does that in his books.
Can we table this in the regular BOE here and take it up later as personal property?
Well, it's...
It's the 2009 tax book.
It's regular property. BOE, so...
Right.
It's this BOE, it's just because it's this year, but we can certainly table it.
Well, till we get all the paperwork and information here, and we have such a tight schedule with everything shoved in here together, I would make a motion that we table this till all the information is available, and then could we have a return phone call? I know that you're on a conference call, but it's taken us a lot of time to get all the appeals shoved together, and... We have none of the paperwork available here.
When can we have the paperwork?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in that position.
Well, I'm just going to ask them when they would be available again.
That's fine. Do you understand, Jackie, what I'm saying? We
yes, I do.
And to give a fair judgment from this board, we need all the evidence.
I'm more than happy to reschedule and have a chance to work with you and get you any additional information you might need.
and then we can, as you said, table.
Now, what we have on our scheduling, the way I understand it from Cindy, is that we would probably have to have this at a quarter till 9 or 10 till 9 or some scheduling.
I think we're done on Thursday at what time?
We've already added one.
Thursday is at 3 o'clock.
Well, that's the last appointment, but that's all those properties. This is probably going to take us all the way till 5. I'll tell you when we could do it. We did have a cancellation on the 23rd, which is Thursday at 2:15.
The 23rd, Thursday at 2:15. Did you catch that?
2:15 on the 23rd.
Jackie, I'm tied up in meetings, but please feel free to go ahead.
Okay.
I hate to do you that way, but I don't think it's fair to you for us not to have the information available and you not to have also.
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
And Jackie, will you just give them a number to contact you by?
I will.
Okay.
Jackie, what's that number?
214-358. 1234.
I've got 214-358-1234.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be calling you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to all of you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
We got a situation here that I don't quite understand. And
they withdrew all of them.
I know they withdrew, but it was presented before this board. Do we have to accept the withdrawal?
Well, we don't have any evidence of value that's been presented to the board other than what the assessor has brought and what they've brought. It's not a situation where we have an appraisal that said it was worth more than what it was on for. I mean, I suppose if you had an appraisal saying that instead of $4 million, it ought to be $10 million, that you could raise it. But I don't know if you have that evidence before you. All you have is them complaining about the assessor's evidence and some discussion on the board that real estate goes for this per square foot. I suppose a bit about the agriculture, not the agricultural operation could be acted on, but they did ask to withdraw.
There is some things that I would like to question about, and one of them would be the per square footage based on other square footage that we acted on last year. And I think we actually raised some square footage last year on a piece of property on 76 Highway that had a considerable amount of property with only three businesses on it.
The problem you're going to have with this, and it's not a problem, I just brought the agricultural up to make a point. The whole Wilderness Safari, and this 113 acres is a part of the old Wilderness Safari, is on as agricultural. So as far as this is differently treated than any other adjoining, it adjoins this property as agricultural, and they had showed agricultural use on the Wilderness Safari land. And if you remember how it looks out there, and I know you gentlemen probably hadn't looked at it. There's a creek that divides the actual theme park from the other 113 acres that's declared agricultural. So it is appraised correctly in the form as saying it's agricultural.
Okay, do we need a motion from this board to accept their...
It would clear off the BOE numbers.
I'll make a motion to accept the withdrawal on all four of their properties.
Three.
There was four.
Four.
There was four of them.
Two billboards, a theater, and a theme park.
And they were lumping the theater with the theme park. So.
Okay.
I just like to clear that up to get it off of there then.
All in favor say aye.
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 But I would like to see some consideration given to the value of that property. You know, that just amazes me.
We'll have to look at the neighboring property too, Dave, when we do that.
Because I mean, there's been little 3 and 4 and 5 acre tracts sold for almost that much, all up and down 76.
Per foot? Are you going into my argument per foot?
Well, Yeah, I mean, yeah. You take 3 or 4 acres and have it for that same price, and yeah, per foot, that's yeah. what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say this in defense of the assessor. It's hard to determine the value with a defunct company sitting on it. That's into consideration.
If they sold to another amusement park company, but I don't think they want to do that because then they bring in their own competition.
Right. I'm kind of like a kid at at school. My favorite motion is for a recess right now.
I'll second that.
Now, we've got a couple of things, though. And if we let them go past noon, we're packed in solid again. Did you get a call from that man? Is he going to come at 3?
Mr. Freed, no, he is not. We're going to have to redo an appointment for him on Thursday.
Friendly.
I'll deal with that.
We've got time after 3 o'clock to take up some of this stuff today.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody eat lunch.
Oh, it is after 12. It's after 12. I thought it was just after 11.
Is everybody going
to
try me back at 1?
We're going to buy you a watch with those big numbers on it if you keep that.
I guess they're going to have to. That's